Hey, what's going on, guys? God bless you. Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in like always. I'm seeing consistency when it comes to a lot of you on leaving me your comments, sharing, subscribing, and just blessing me with the words that you guys are saying. So I really appreciate that. I want to thank all my guests that have came in, that have came to the episodes this season. I'm just grateful because I've always said it and I'll say it again, because my heart just has that gratitude of when they invest their time in me, it's healing something inside of me. It's showing me that the dreams that I believe in could come true. And you guys just watching are also contributors to that. So thank you guys so much for continuing blessing the Mac Effect and helping this grow. With that being said, guys, on this week's episode, I want to talk about something that is going to be very challenging for me to discuss. I might cry, I might get emotional, because it's a process that I am still going through. I want to talk about self-love. I want to talk about valuing yourself, and I want to talk about standing up for yourself. And more than anything, guys, it's something that I've always shared with you guys. I'm always telling you guys to be honest, right? And the truth is, I'm always honest. But when it comes to honesty, you also have to have transparency, because someone can be honest and say, hey, I answered the truth, and as long as I answered the question, then I am an honest person and I'm not a liar. In essence, yes, that is 100% correct, especially if you do things like in the court of law or whatever, right? But transparency is, I don't need you to ask the right question in order for me to be open and tell you exactly what's going on. When it comes to self-love, guys, get comfortable, grab your tea, grab your coffee, whatever it is that you're doing, guys. Sit back with me and talk to me. Write me comments, write me questions, let me know what you guys think. I think we live in a world where a lot of us don't have self-love for ourselves. I think a lot of codependency happens in this world. You tend to give, like, your validation is coming from your spouse, coming from your mom, your sisters, your kids. A lot of people hide behind their kids. The major ones that I see is spouse and children. That's the ones that a lot of people hide behind. Because when they rip them from you, who are you? Where do you stand? Like, can you still survive life with them? Can you survive life without them? That's when you know if you're being codependent on them. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't love them. You know, that's a whole nother subject. But why am I saying this, guys? Is because when it comes to self-love, you have to find time to, and it's a challenging one for me, find time for yourself. And even in that, like, there's days where if I'm by myself, like, I don't have the kids, I feel so guilty. Like, there's a part of me that's like, I want to know where they're at. I want to know what they're doing. Like, are they okay? And my mind tells me, like, no, you're wrong. Like you shouldn't be thinking about you. You should be thinking where they're, like, you should be behind them, making sure they have sweaters and taking care of them. And, like, your life is them. And reality is, they can't have a good dad if dad is not healthy. And in this process of self-love, I found myself hiding a lot behind Jackie, and I found myself a lot hiding behind my kids. And through my counseling and my mentorships, now that that has been exposed, it's very difficult to love myself, because I end up realizing, like, that's why I tell you guys, this Mac Effect, like, when you guys give it the attention and give it time and give me your comments and the guests that come, it heals something inside of me, is because it goes back to that inner boy that really just doesn't believe in himself. That boy that says, like, you were always told, just go to work your butt off, make your paycheck, and just live with what you can and move up little by little. Dreams, which is this, Mac Effect is my dream. This feels like, it just feels not real. Like, I'm really doing this. And honestly, guys, I might not have the most subscribers. I might not have the most views and all this stuff. But I'm so proud. I'm so proud of the Mac Effect. Because I'm proud of myself. Why am I sharing this with you guys? Because, again, I want to be vulnerable to show you guys that to wake something up. Like, you guys might want to do something. Like, you guys might want to do a podcast. And I've shared in the past, if you guys need help setting up and figuring things out because you have zero idea how to do it, let me know. I can help. If you guys want to do cooking classes, if you guys want to do painting, like, there's a lot of things that we limit ourselves from doing because we're so caught up in our day-to-day. But you're important. You that are listening, you are important. Give yourself the time. Give yourself the ability to dream again. Even if it's something small. Even if it's something that you're like, no, this is just pointless. It's a waste of time. Look back at that little boy, at that little girl. What did that little girl want to do when she was little? Oh, I wanted to be a doctor or whatever. I know that's silly. I know that might be like, dude, no one can be a doctor. I mean, you can. But how about you go, you write in your journal and you apologize to that little girl for allowing those dreams to die. Of wanting to be this, of wanting to be that. I'm sorry that I at some point just said no to that and started doing this. Right? I mean, self-love is no joke, guys. I'm telling you, it's hard because self-love requires a lot of discipline, hard work, dedication. Man, I'm starting to realize that God does that almost in every area in your life. Like, even when it comes to working out, I feel like God is telling me, be dedicated, hard work, consistent. And I'm doing it. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm getting a little bit stronger. And I love it. I am seeing the differences in my body. And honestly, I'm proud of myself. God is helping me break through a mindset of defeat that I had. I was for so many years a victim, and I'm in this situation because of this person, and it's their fault, and it's their fault. When in reality, I could stop being a victim, and I can start acting like a victor. Because I heard once, I don't know who said it, to be honest with you, but someone that was famous, someone that has status in the world said, you have the same 24 hours that I have. So what is it that is blocking you from doing what I am doing for you to do it too? And it's crazy. Like, I really take accountability. I really take ownership. I'm lacking. I never lost weight because I never really wanted to. Let's be real. You never really were bulking up because you never really did weights. Let's be real, right? So with that, what I'm trying to say is, like, we got to start asking ourselves those questions, you know, and self-love also comes, and this one's going to be a tough one, but self-love also comes when people around you are doing you wrong. You know, how do you react to that? That demonstrates how much love you have for yourself. I'll give you an example. Say someone is doing you wrong, right? And a part of you is like, well, I want vengeance. I want, like, they hurt me, and I want them to hurt just like me, okay? I'm going to walk you guys through something that I go through and see if you guys can either relate with me, if it's true or if it's wrong, and we go from there. Again, comment, subscribe, tell me what you think, and then we pretty much go from there. So, that person does you wrong, they hurt you, and you want to take vengeance. I want to make them pay. Which is a normal instinct that many of us have. I have it. I mean, I never sit here and say I'm perfect. We all have it, right? Say you take revenge, okay? And this was in my previous episode where I was talking with myself, or it was an episode just me and you guys by ourselves, where I said, start asking yourself questions. By getting revenge, Did that heal the hurt that happened inside your heart? No. By making that person pay, that person pay, that person pay, did it give you the outcome of what you probably were looking for? No. Because what is broken, and the revenge is not going to heal what you're actually mourning. Oh, that's so hard, you know, to keep it to yourself and not have to like I have the ability to burn that person. I have the ability to make them look bad. I have the power to do this. And when you choose not to, you're choosing to love yourself. You have to understand that other people's actions, those are not your fault. You blame yourself, but those are not your fault. They had the ability, they had the choice to say yes, to say no, to not hurt you, to hurt you. That falls on them. You deal with the pain, you deal with the hurt, but that falls now on you, on how you're going to handle it. And God tells me, I don't know about you guys, but he tells me. He says, Mike, stay calm and stay quiet. Oh, that hurts so much. And I'm like, God, no. That's not right. Like, I can't. Stay calm and stay quiet. I'm sharing it. I'm very open because I want you guys to process what I'm processing. Maybe God wants you to do that. Stop reacting to the things, because when we react, we only make the problem bigger. We only make the problem worse. You get your revenge. Now you have to pay for something that you broke. Cops were involved. There's a police report on your name. There's like so many stupid things that happen. All because emotionally you didn't know how to control yourself. When the truth is, guys, there's motivation why we need to control ourselves. There's people around us. There's people that we love, our loved ones. You know, I laugh a lot on the Fast and the Furious movies because they're getting a little bit out of hand. Like, I think in one of them they went to outer space. It's a little ridiculous, right? But Vin Diesel in the movie constantly brings it back, and he constantly says, you know, you don't turn your back on family, even when family turns their back on you. That's self-love. He has an identity inside himself where he says, like, they might be messed up, they might be hurtful, they caused a lot of pain in my heart, but I'm not going to return that pain. Because that's what real love does. That's self-love. Because one, you're putting yourself in a place where you're not going to pick up a case. You're not going to get in trouble. Like, you know what's best for your children, for your loved ones, for your spouse. And you know, don't make the situation any worse. Another point when it comes to self-love, I touched it a little bit earlier, but not feeling guilty for doing things for yourself. But be careful, because when you do things for yourself, you can start thinking that it's a right thing to do, but it can quickly take you to a road of selfishness. That's why this balancing life, balancing love, family, friends is so important. Having the right people in your corner that can check you and tell you, hey, you're kind of slacking there. Pay attention to those people. Don't get mad at the people that call your attention, guys. Don't get mad at them, because chances are they're telling you because they love you. Same with you. Call it out. Don't be that friend that just says yes to the other person just because you don't want to lose them. If you really love them, you want what's best for them, right? So when you surround yourself with these type of people, like, listen, hear, hey, you know, this thing might be getting to your head a little bit. Hey, now that you started the Mac Effect, you're a little bit more conceited. Really? Didn't think so, but there's nothing wrong taking it to prayer and asking God and say, hey, God, search my heart. Am I? Do I? And if it is, then humble me. Right? Like, I'm hitting things right now that I hope you guys are listening to and saying, like, damn, this takes work. And stop looking at what's happening around you, what's happening to everyone else, what's going on with everyone else. Because comparison and looking, I mean, guys, we got to grow to a place where we got to understand social media is one of the fakest things out there. Now, if you're using it for a business, if you're using it for a podcast, if you're using it for, affiliations and all this stuff, great. But most of the time, if it's just a personal account and you're showing off pictures of I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. Guys, can we be real? It's okay to say that we're not okay. It's okay to say, it's in my preaching this past Sunday at church, the pastor, there's a song, I got to find it. And if I find it, I'm going to put the link right there for you guys. But it's basically a song that says, if I'm being honest, I'm not being honest. And that lyric hit me because we're hiding. We're trying to show the best of the world. And I'm going to be a person, guys, that's going to be very transparent with you guys. I will share a lot of my details for all of us to grow, but in its due time. For example, when my wife and I got back together, we didn't quickly share the testimony of why we got back together. It took time to process it, develop it, and then put it like, that's self-love. Understanding that it's not about the clicks. It's not about the quick buck. It's not about putting it out there ASAP. It needs to be relevant. I need to be relevant. No. Not me. Maybe others, but not me. I'm not looking for relevancy. I'm looking for growth. I'm looking to motivate people around me. I'm looking to help you grow the same way I want to grow as I'm growing. Again, I got very emotional in the beginning of the episode because I'm realizing there's a lot of growth that has to happen within me. Like, I still have to learn how to love myself. I'm not sitting here, guys, saying I know exactly how to love myself perfectly. No, I still fail. If you let yourself get abused, that's you not loving yourself. Now, I understand you're going to put up with it a couple times because at the end of the day, hurt people hurt people. But abuse is not something that you should be dealing with on a consistent basis year in and year out. No. Love yourself enough to say, I'm going to put a boundary. I don't know how to do that. I didn't know how. I'm learning. And even putting up those boundaries, man, I struggle. It's hard because your mind naturally goes to the default of like, No. Like, let me give in, or let me figure it out, or let me show them, or no, man. Am I hitting something, guys? Are you guys kind of connecting with me? Do me a favor, share with me. If there's areas where you know, like, man, I am lacking in self-love in this. I never really thought of it that way. I never thought I was hiding behind my spouse or my kids or my family, whatever, like, let me know. Some people hide behind their money. A lot of people, especially if they have a lot of it, they hide behind their money. Because when you have real one-on-one conversations, I shared in my episode with Chris that there is a very famous person, and if I tell you the name, you guys would be like freaking out, but he told me And at an event that I saw him once, he's like, dude, you're rich, man. I'm paraphrasing, but he said something along the terms of like, dude, like the fact that you are here with your entire family, boom, that is the riches in this world. Not the stage, not the music. Yes, that's beautiful. It generates income. Great. It's my job. But this is the riches. Crazy. And sometimes we don't even value it. Why? Because we live in a world where, because we don't know how to self-love, we compare to other people and they have, I want. I have, they want what I have, but I want what they have. And you've heard it before, guys. If you're fat, you want to be skinny. If you're skinny, you want to be fat. If you're tall, you want to be short. If you're short, you want to be tall. And it goes on and on. If you're bald, you want hair. And if you're not, you want to be bald. Well, that one doesn't work because you could just shave it off or whatever, but you get the point, what I'm saying. Like, it happens all the time. I don't know. Like, my mind goes to a point that I really want to share, but it's just not the time. It's just not the time. What are you guys thinking? Right? Self-love is a little bit more challenging what you thought, right? Guys, I'm also going to put on the screen right now. I feel it in my heart. I'm going to put the Breath of Life Foundation, the website, the phone number where you guys can reach out to them and contact them. All of them are certified therapists, counselors that can help you. I have been receiving many people saying like they want specifically Tanya, but Tanya has been booked, guys. It's crazy that, but everyone else is under her, guys. Like they all teach each other. They all mend each other. So no matter who you speak to, you're getting someone that's going to be speaking to you with love and do it. Guys, you need about 5 sessions to finally like click. The first one, second one, third one, those are going to be awkward because you're going to feel like it's just awkward because you're going to do something that you've never done before. But I suggest do it because, you know, the definition of insanity is doing what you're doing right now. You've been doing it all the time. And how's that working out and panning out? So how about you do something different? Reach out to them. Try to schedule something. I know look at the price. Invest it. Invest it in you. You're worth it. And see what happens. And let me know what happens. Reach out back to me and say, bro, this has been a blessing. I know many of you have already. But I want to hear it from you because I know it's going to benefit you. Crazy. And I'm not even sponsored by them. I want to make it clear because some people say like, oh, he must get a commission and this and that. Nah, dude. I do it out of here because I want you to get better. I want a husband to open up my podcast, hear the things that I'm talking about, all the episodes, whatever, and a husband to say, I need to be better to my wife. I want a wife to open up the podcast, and I want her to say, man, he has taught me where I can honor him and respect him more. I want marriages to be restored. Guys, divorce is happening in an alarming rate, and it's sickening me, and it's making me sad. And the only way I can combat against it is by speaking truth and saying, no, we got to stand up for what is right. We got to give people, the word marriage has been diluted. And in the name of Jesus, I'm bringing that word back and I'm going to give it the value that it deserves in the name of Jesus. Guys, we have, tenemos que pararnos. We have to stand up like the way I'm doing it with a passion. We have to do it because if we don't, the next generation, it's only going to get more watered down. Love is getting watered down so much. And you would think that word would never get watered down, but it is. We got to give it that value, that respect. Like, we got to hold it up here and say, no, man. You're not, even if you're a believer, not a believer, it's like, I'm not going to treat this word just lightly. Heavy words, love, marriage, commitment, covenant, These are words that need to be held here and say, although my emotions tell me I don't want this anymore and I want to quit and I want to throw it away, these emotions need to, at some point, selfishness, because there's no self-love, selfishness. Self-love would show you, although I'm feeling all these emotions, I'm throwing this away and I'm going to stay true to the words that I have made and the actions and promises that I have committed to. Imagínate qué bonito que yo as a dad nomás diga un día, I quit, I throw in the towel and I just don't want to be a dad anymore. You can't do that. That's not self-love. Self-love is understanding I made babies and I need to step up for these babies for the rest of my life, because that was a decision I made. Even when I'm in bed sick and I can't move because I'm really tired and my back is hurting, you still got to get up, make them breakfast, and take them to school. Mm-hmm. Yes. You still have to provide for them financially. Yes. I know that one's going to hit because of the whole child support and baby daddies and all this stuff. But it's the truth. I speak truth. And if I don't, comment, bring it. You could have a seat right there and we can have a podcast with you, bro. Or sister, whoever. I don't know. It's crazy, guys. But these are cores that sometimes we don't even know. That's the reason why problems are happening in our marriage. That's the reason why you feel so sad and lonely sometimes, even though you're surrounded by people, because there's really no self-love. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've been around, I've heard people tell me, like, I'm in rooms and these rooms are filled with like thousands of people, but I feel alone. You hear testimonies, guys, from so many celebrities. I'm surrounded by a multitude, yet I feel alone. Self-love, self-recognition allows you to even see those core friendships around you that are like, those are your do-or-die friends. And as I say that right now, there's a friend that I definitely want to give a shout-out to. That has been a friend that I have mistreated. That I haven't been the best friend to him or to his wife or to his kids. But every time I have fallen, he has been there. The homie Alexis, Cabby. And I can go on with the list. I can mention Aaron. I can mention Luis. I can mention many people. But I specifically wanted to hit him because he has shown me the love of God. Even when the truth is, guys, I don't even deserve it. And when he gives me that self-love, because he could have treated me bad. He could have said, nah, you know how I was saying earlier, you do someone dirty. You could be like, nah, you left me hanging. Ahí quédate, güey. And then God teaches me, that's how you self-love. He loves himself enough to know, like, man, whether you do me dirty or not, I'm still me. And I won't return that to you. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to return is I'm going to hug the hell out of you and tell you that I love you. Gosh, man, imagine if we live in a world. Sorry, guys, the video cut off and I had to start the recording again. But I was saying that imagine that we lived in a world where we did that often. Instead of the other thing, because I'm guilty. As soon as a friend would want to come back, I would be the first one to be like, nah. Se vaya, dude. I'm good. But imagine if we were more quick to say, like, it's all good. I love you, bro. Come. What you need? You hungry? You want to hang out? Love is way more powerful than revenge. Oh, God. God is talking to me right now. I'm so sorry, but I want to show vulnerability. I want to show what God does. Cuando uno se pone dispuesto y se humilla ante Dios, like I want to show when someone humbles themselves what God does. And he just showed me love is way more powerful than revenge. So whack. I know some of you are going to watch this episode and make fun of me. And it's okay. Self-love. Because I know there's going to be at least one that's going to receive a blessing because of it. And you're worth it. You're worth people making fun of me. Unhealthy people. People that don't know how to love themselves. You're worth it. And I want you to know that that's not just the way I feel. That's the way God feels. God wants to pursue your heart. God wants to pursue you. God wants a relationship with you. And that relationship should be the only relationship in this world, or is actually the only one that's never gonna fail you. Never. Thank you, Lord. Self-love. Valuing yourself. Knowing that revenge is not going to get you the outcome of what you want. Man. This one was definitely one of my favorite episodes. And I don't want to just keep interviewing. I want to have one-on-one conversations. Remember how I told you guys that as seasons progress, God shows me where he wants to take the episodes. I want to have one-on-one conversations of like beliefs, of like real talks, like, hey, bro, what do I do if I have the urge of pornography? What do I do if I caught my spouse cheating? What do I do if I'm going through difficult times? What do I do? Like, I want to talk about all those things because those are real things that are happening, not the social media picture of that beautiful family. That picture took 1 second to snap. The hell it took behind that picture to finally get there. Yeah, how come they don't show that? Because that's real life. I'm sorry, I'm kind of breaking away and I want to wrap up the episode, but it's true. Hollywood, movies, social media have desensitized us to think that if you struggle just a little bit in your marriage or in your relationships, then they're just not worth it. Because the movies show it's happily ever after. Yeah, the movies don't show. When have you seen in a movie people doing laundry? When have you seen in a movie the wife leaving the car in almost to empty and the husband has to go to the gas station with like 3 miles left before it hits zero? I hit something there, right? Where does it show that that when you felt disrespected and you bring it up to your wife or to your spouse and then it becomes a conflict and a bigger fight? Where does it show that where, let's be real, people fight and say the ugliest things to each other? Domestic violence, which tip in 2 weeks from now, that's going to be the topic. Domestic violence. Right? Again, Mac Effect, I'm trying to be as real and open as possible. I'm not trying to have a social media where you guys just think everything is green in my life and guys, I have it all together and you guys need to follow these 4 steps, 5 steps, 7 steps and your life can get like mine. I'm here to tell you that as I am broken, as I am healing, walk with me. It's okay that you're broken too. Walk with me. Let's go. It's okay that you're ugly. It's okay that you feel ugly because of all the stuff that you have done. It's okay. You're not judged. It's time to put in the work. It's time to face it straight on. And let's fix things. If you have to apologize, I mean, we can go down that rabbit hole, but I hope you guys are being blessed. Prayer requests. I feel it in my heart. Comment things that you need prayer in. More than happy to pray. Maybe I could upload a video showing that we are praying them. That would be just like a separate, just kind of like a special video saying thank you guys for, or separate video for prayer. So with that, guys, I'll just go ahead and try to wrap this up. Just once again, letting you guys know, thank you so much for the love that you keep giving me. Thank you so much for growing with me. Thank you so much for commenting, being participants of the channel, sending your comments, sharing on your social medias, helping it grow. I really appreciate that. But let's build this community so that we can be here for one another. Send in your prayer requests. Send in your questions. If I said something that was offensive to you, bring it on. Mention it to me, and let's have that conversation. All right? All right, guys. God bless you. I'll see you guys next time. It is my pleasure, like always, to keep bringing you episodes. And in the name of Jesus, I'm going to continue bringing more and more and more. So, peace.